you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louie, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
And Yoatzi.
Yay!
Yay, we're back!
It is Feb.
It is?
The month of Amor.
I'm leaving. I'm not in love.
I filmed this one alone.
Like, it's just no, you.
Just me in love.
You're in love?
With my son. You know what they say, if you can't love the... if you can't love yourself, how the hell you gonna love somebody else? Can I get a amen up in here?
Amen! Oh, RuPaul.
I know.
You're funny.
Today, oh, I was gonna say today's the month of love.
No. All over again?
This month is February, and...
They're like, no shit.
I wasn't sure if I was excited for February or no.
Yes, it's nada.
That's why. No, I feel like... Tell me if you feel this way, but I feel like as February is creeping up, you start feeling like the Valentine's Day creep up. Like, what am I gonna do?
No, I actually feel my mom's birthday creep up.
Oh, that dude.
I feel like for me, Valentine's is like, okay, amor, pink stuff, all these cute little things. But I feel like I'm more concerned for my mom's birthday.
No, I get concerned about Valentine.
Really?
It's just because I feel like social media gets flooded with Valentine's. So it's like, if I don't do something with my friends or with a significant other or like a little date, I just don't want to look at my phone.
Like you're a loser?
No, not that I'm a loser, but it's just like you get FOMO.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're just like, everyone's posting some shit. You're like, what should I post?
Well, remember how I told you that I have friends now? So I have a group of the MILFs. I've talked about them before. Mm-hmm. It's a group of four of us and we're like girlfriends. And yeah, we're the MILFs because we're all moms.
And we make out here and there.
Ew, no. We've never. Not yet. I'm just kidding. No, but I am having my very first Galentine's.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because I'm having one.
Wait, you don't even know what I'm doing.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Well, me first.
We're already planned it.
Wait.
Everyone's already coming.
I'm not doing like this big ass party. It's just that literally the four of us, we're just going to go to like dinner and wear pink.
Boring.
It's cute with my little girlfriend.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I've said before, significant other isn't the only form of love. So that's why I was like, I feel like I have to do something with my friends or with a significant other just to like feel the love.
Feel the love. Month of love.
Yeah.
Take a shot for every time we say love in this episode.
Hey, they don't even make it past 10 minutes.
Like, they're all blacked out.
But before we keep talking about Amor Delano, let's do the word of the fucking century if you even have one.
Well, first, acknowledge my beautiful decor.
Well, if you guys aren't watching and you're only listening, Yoatzi actually took the liberty and justice for all to decorate our room for Valentine's.
Because Louie left to be with Adam.
But also it was funny because... I forgot Yoatzi's like a crafty handyman. So when she sent me a picture, I was like, wow, I forgot you were crafty.
Yeah, that's literally what he said. Did you like think he was going to look all like dumb?
Because she wanted to like decorate for Valentine's, right, you guys? But I was like, what the fuck are we going to do? Just grab like a bunch of pillows and call it Valentine's. So when she said she was going to go like shop dupe, I just thought she was going to buy a bunch of like little purple hearts or pink hearts and like pillows.
Yeah.
But if you guys are just listening, she put a bunch of cutout purple and pink hearts on the wall. But I like how she did like a little contrast. So on my side, which is the purple side, there's pink hearts. And on her side, which is the pink side, there's purple hearts.
That was actually Alex's idea. Because he helped. Because I had put the purple on the purple and pink on pink.
Yeah.
He was like, you can't even fucking see it. I was like, oh shit, you're right. So then we added the little contrast. And you were right. It was so hard to find purple things.
I literally told her this is going to be hard.
I went to so many stores, but I ended up finding a lot of it at Hobby Lobby.
Cute.
And then I just added flowers to his to make it more amore.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hit me up if you want me to decorate your room.
For real. No, yeah, it's really cute. I like it.
Okay. Well, now we could do word of the century.
What is it? Amor.
So for Amore, for today's episode, we did ask you guys on our Instagram that if you guys wanted advice, we'd give it to you for free today. So the word of the century is
free.
Advice.
Fuck you. Advice.
ew, stinky.
A, D, V, I, S, E. Advise.
Pendejo. Advise. No.
Yes, it is.
No way. That's
advice.
Not right.
A, D, V, I, S, E.
Okay. That's how I originally spelled it on the Pretty Not Smart Instagram before I posted it, but it's with a C, not an S.
Advise.
With a C.
Hussein.
Google. But I was about to post it. And then I asked Alex real quick and I was like, wait, is this how you spell advice? Like, no. I almost posted it like that.
It's with a stupid C.
That makes no sense, huh? No. Advike.
Advike. But I asked us for advike.
Advike. So we're going to be answering your advike today.
Yeah, but before we get into your advike, do you have a San Juan Bautista for this year? a San Valentin.
Oh, yeah, that's how you say it in Spanish.
No. San Juan Bautista.
No, tu San Valentín.
Oh, sí. Yeah, San Valentín.
El día de... Okay, en español es el día de San Valentín o el día del amor y la amistad.
Y de Pascua.
No. Pascualita, making a comeback. For real. Do you know why it's San Valentín? You had these fun facts.
Oh, for real, wait, why is it? There's actually a reason why it's Valentín.
No, I don't know, but I think Cupid is San Valentín, no?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't answer the question.
Well, it's because
do you have one or not?
Oh, hear me.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
I don't. I just thought Cupid was San Valentín, but I think so.
What? I literally just asked you about a Valentine and you start talking about Cupid. I was like, what?
I do She's not.
Like, I don't know, but I thought it was cute.
What? I do not have a Valentine.
So is that why you're doing Galentine?
Well, not yet. Todavía falta como dos pinches semanas.
Bitch, it's next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Today's the 5th.
Oh, wait, no, you're right.
Todavía falta.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, faltan like 10 days.
Yeah.
Like, so, a ver, do you have one?
I do.
Nah. Your dogs don't count.
No, I actually do have a
Shut
Valentine.
A boy or girl?
A dog.
Your mom or dad?
No, yeah, I do. I wasn't expecting that.
You got asked or you asked?
So I looked in the mirror.
You gave flow flowers to yourself?
No, I got asked. I just feel like these last few months in general, time's going by so fast that like I'm just kind of living my day by day, not knowing what fucking day it is. So, like, I knew Valentine's Day was coming up, but I don't know it was like that.
So, what do you mean like that?
Like that soon.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, I was not expecting it at all. But I also wasn't really expecting to have a Valentine. So,
so
I was
it came
like,
out of nowhere?
Yeah. Think you made me a little basking.
He all made it for himself.
I know.
He all made it a TikTok video, too. Come make a basket for me.
That'd be funny. Like, come make myself a Valentine basket.
I'm going to do that for myself.
No, yeah, but it was, so like, cute. A whole little basket. And the moment that I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, wait, Valentine's Day. And it was really cute. I had a bunch of little, like, knickknacks, like, little. It was, like, a purple heart candles, like, some chocolates. And then there was a little card. And it just said, will you be my Valentine? I was like, oh.
And you said, yeah?
No. No, I didn't. I said yes.
You heard it here first, boys and girls. Louis Castro is engaged.
Yeah, I have a big ass ring.
It's a with a ring pop.
Babe. In a TikTok shop. But I actually also had a Valentine's last year. And I wasn't expecting that either.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, last year it was, I forgot how I got asked actually. I think it was just flowers to my house and then it was like, will you be my Valentine? I think, if I'm not fucking making it
really
up. Yeah, and again, I wasn't expecting it either. And then yeah, it was really cute. I just went out to dinner and I had a really great time.
So has there been a Valentine's Day or Valentine's month that you haven't had a Valentine?
Yes. 2 years ago.
No, 2 years ago, Adam and Marlene were your Valentines.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But that I was talking about the same time, though, because I felt really, I had not FOMO. I felt really left out. So I had just gotten out of a relationship.
Okay.
And everyone, that's what I was saying. Like, I hate when like I don't do something, even with my friends, because it makes me feel like shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
Not like shit, but like, I was just, I felt really lonely because I was out of a relationship. And then I was seeing everybody all over like social media posting, like every time I'd open the fucking app, it was like somebody posting like Valentine's or like that they got ass. And like that year specifically, my fucking amigas hombres went full out. So I was like, And I had, apenas había salido de una relación like 3 months prior to that.
Oh, so that must have stung fresh. So bad.
And I was used to doing shit for Valentine's. So like, I think Marlene, her hombre, did like this cute ass like dinner at their, ¿cómo se llama? Like a little patio or ¿cómo se llama? Balcony. Like a little balcony, it was, like outdoor or something like that. And it looked so beautiful because like it was like at a little sky building, so you can see the whole like fucking background, all beautiful. So that was really cute. And she had like showed us. And then I think Lauro had done like this whole like decor for Adam, the balloons and everything. So I genuinely was really happy for them. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Because, like, I love when people, because I love all that cheesy shit.
Yeah.
So I love when people go, like, above and beyond. But I wasn't thinking, oh, shit. I wasn't thinking anything, like, about me. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I wish someone would do that. Because, like, at that time, I wasn't, like, talking to anybody or anything. So I remember when I came back home and then Adam and Marlene surprised me, I started, like, fucking crying.
There's a video, no?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cute.
But let me give y'all the cheese, man. So Marlene and Adam did like this whole surprise for me, which was so cute, right?
Yeah.
But I had no fucking clue or idea that it was them. Oh, you did? You knew?
Yeah, remember?
No.
Well, it's because they hit me up because you have cameras everywhere, bitch. So we had to figure out how to kind of get around your cameras.
Oh.
So I had to get like my mom involved to like.
Oh, shit.
Figure shit out.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or else you were going to like figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then. So when I was walking into my house, Adam and Marlene like popped up behind me, you guys. And they were like, hey, Louie. And I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? Because they had just like kind of dropped me off home. So I was like, what the fuck? So then they're like, go inside. So I go inside, and then when I open the door, I from a distance, I see, like, all the balloons and stuff. And I was like, oh, but you know what's, like, fucked up? And I never talked about it.
Oh, shit, what?
When I opened the door, even though Marlene and Adam were there, I didn't think it came from them. I thought it came from, like, the person who I just gotten out of a relationship with.
Oh shit. Like maybe like a surprise that they were in on.
Or just, I just thought it was their way of, like, trying to come back into my life. So when I saw it, I was like my heart fucking sank. And I was just like, oh my God. And then I just thought Adam and Marlene were there because I was with them all day before it happened. So I thought they were like trying to distract me.
Oh my God.
So when I walked in, I was just like, and then I saw that. But then I was like, obviously I didn't see anybody at the other end of it. So I was like, wait, what the heck? But then I turned around, I saw like Adam and Marlene. And I was like, wait, was this? I think I asked them if it was them. So cuando I realized that it was them, me cayó el 20, and then I got even more emotional. Because, like, one, I got sad because I thought it was from somebody else. But then, two, seeing that my friends went out of their way to be, like...
To make it so special
to make it special and that they did all that made me more emotional because they were already such a huge, like, support system during, like, my breakup. So when I saw that, like, it made my heart, like, sad, happy. So then I started crying. I was all embarrassed.
No, it was started crying. So cute. I remember them telling me when they told me, I was so like, I could not believe that they were going to do that for you. I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. And then I saw your video and I think I teared up too because you can see like your emotion.
I know. I remember I was even shaking and then I hugged them and I thanked them so many times because like it was cute. Like seeing all like the lovey-dovey stuff after like a breakup is hard. And then seeing that your friends went above and beyond. So yeah, it made my heart super sad and happy at the same time.
So shout out to Adam and Marlene.
Yeah, no, and I've told them so many times, but some good ass friends right there that made me very happy.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't seen that Kuras video, we'll repost it.
Yeah.
So you guys can see it.
On the fucking
IG.
On the IG.
On the fucking IG.
Yeah, that was really cute. But now, fucking 2 years later, which is insane.
Time goes by so quick, bitch.
Yeah, it goes so fucking fast.
But I'm happy for you for having a Valentine.
Yeah, me too. That's I don't really know what special. We're going to do or anything, but I'm excited. But
so you guys are going to like spend Valentine's Day together, hopefully?
I don't think Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I think one of those days around there. But I still want to do something with my friends or like you guys.
Yeah. Oh, so you were serious about doing like a Galentine's or something.
But yeah, you guys, like,
even, oh, donkey.
Even if you guys don't have like a Valentine's or nothing like that, like, I still think it's like a cute time to like spend with your friends and or family and do something cute like that. Like, I think my mom for the last few years has also like grabbed us a little something, even if it's like little chocolates.
I mean, no.
Sí,
I'm just kidding. No, sí, sí, sí.
Yeah, she always just gives us like a little something, which I think is really cute.
And growing up, my mom and dad would always get, well, I remember my dad specifically would buy us these cute little paletitas. Mm-hmm. You probably don't remember, but these cute little monito paletitas. They were like this big. They were like little, I don't know, this like hard material.
I was gonna
but they
say
were cute,
la gomita.
La gomita.
And it was like a hard dulce.
Yes.
I do remember that.
And they had little hearts, and my dad would always bring us some that day, and like he'd give us some, and my mom would give us chocolates, or she'd give us a little bear.
Yeah.
You know what? I should do Valentine's basket for my kids.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah. I should do that for my kiddos. I think that would be really cute.
Yeah.
Because I love them.
And they'd definitely appreciate it, because I definitely remember, like, my mom giving me, like, little things like that.
And you remember them.
Yeah, because it's el día de amor.
I saw some girl on what? TikTok. She posted it that she was, like, kind of like what you're saying about FOMO. She was, like, seeing all of the girlies have Galentine's made me realize how sad I am because I have no friends.
Aww,
I was like, even, oh, yeah. I felt so bad.
Even stuff like that, you're just like, now what? That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Valentine's Day can either be super like, oh, cute, or you can just be all up in your feelings.
Yeah, because it's either like good or depressing.
Or you get in your head, like for example, you're like, oh, I don't have friends, or like I don't have like lover to do that with. But I've done it in the past too, where I mean, obviously Marlene and Adam asked me to be like their Valentine, which was super cute. But on the day of Valentine's, obviously I didn't spend it with them. They were with their significant others. So I remember that year, like, I just did something for myself. Like, I think in the day I went to go walk honey, and then I just like read a fucking book dupe. And then I just spent time with myself, and I like watched movies and shit like that. And I just didn't call my phone.
I would say like go on a date with yourself. Like, I know going out to dinner by yourself is like a big step, or like doing something like that. But dude, just have like a movie night at home. That sounds so cute.
A la verga, don't even try to go out.
A la verga.
Bitch, I hate, like, even like when you're on a date for Valentine's Day, trying to get a fucking reservation or go anywhere is literally
impossible, bitch.
Yeah, that's why like I give a lot of props to my little Valentine for like when they've done it.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, I don't know how the fuck you get reservations at places or these places.
It's so stressful.
Yeah. Like the fact that they make it happen, I'm like, okay, like I just have to show up and look cute. But yeah. It's, I feel like it's annoying leaving your house on Valentine's
Day. Dude, for real. So you're right. Maybe just stay home. And with the weather we're having, staying home and eating popcorn sounds great.
Stay nice and cozy.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe I'll get a Valentine's. Maybe not.
Maybe my dog. I don't know.
My kids.
Oh,
that'll
be
my Valentine. Pues ya qué.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so like Yahtzee mentioned earlier, we are going to be giving you guys advice.
What?
We shouldn't even be giving them
advice. I know, we're all pendejos in love.
We should take our own advice. No, but
for real?
I feel like we could be good at giving advice. We just don't know how to take it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So do with this information as you wish.
As you do what you want. We're not professionals or therapists here. We've just been through some bullshit. They leave like, oh.
They're like, definitely not taking your advice. Okay, so we went on our Instagram, Pretty Not Smart Pod. Or is it Pretty Not Smart Podcast?
Pretty Not Smart Pod. Or I don't know. It's Pretty Not Smart. It is pod. Pretty Not Smart Pod.
We asked you guys to ask us relationship advice, and we were going to give you guys our insight dupe. And we got some good questions. So, Yoati, you want to ask me first?
I do.
Marry me.
Ew! All right. Should I say who asked it?
Sure, give him a... No, because what if they're talking about something personal? No,
just kidding, bitches.
Imagine she's like, I'm cheating on my husband. I don't know what... imagine? You're like, so this person...
Like, let's find her. All right, so... Dupe. This is a man, and he said, I feel like I'm too picky. Should I work through my ex or drop him?
Fuck you, because I chose that same one. No, that's a good one.
That was a good one, huh?
Ooh, this is a good one, you guys. Okay. So. You're all excited. No, I feel like it's a good one, and it's a question that I hear a lot.
Yes.
And there's a difference between having standards and like pasándote de verga. Cause I have some friends and I have some people who have been single for a very, very, very long time.
You?
No, bitch. But these, damn. And it always just so happens that these are the people who have very, very, very high standards, which is fine. I think you should definitely have your standards, but there's a difference between having standards and having unrealistic, very high standards. And it's the same people that are always complaining that they can't find a relationship or that they're single or that they can't find nobody. But it's just because you can't create the perfect anybody. I've always had standards también, and I know what I'm looking for. But if you stick super hard to those and don't open yourself up to somebody else just because they don't meet your perfect criteria, you're immediately just closing yourself off for finding love out there.
Yeah.
And I think where a lot of people sometimes fuck up with their standards is like most of their standards are typically just on appearance.
Yeah.
And that's 100%. Like an immediately like, no, like it always happens to be like they have to be like super muscular. Or they have to be like super tall or they have to like look like or have green eyes or like just very, very, very picky on appearance. And I feel like if you're going to base off your standards on just appearance, then good luck, Charlie.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I can definitely agree on that. Like, appearance definitely is a big factor. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are like, no, like, I can't date an ugly guy. But, well, or like an ugly person, I guess, that they find not attractive. But de veras, si se pasan de verga a veces. There are some guys that are not like, I'm like, bitch, like he's cute.
Yeah. Like he's cute. They're like,
no, I don't know. His fucking hair is too long.
Yeah, like little, like literally little things like, I don't like his haircut. Well, after you guys are dating, just tell him to fix it.
Yeah.
No, but with this person in particular, I don't know exactly what your icks are. But what I will say in that is just try not to make all of your... all of your standards based on appearance. Cause I've met, like, for example, one of my standards is they have to be funny. Like that's okay. Like, it's not even like appearance. Like, yes, I do have appearance standards, but like one of the top things on my fucking list is they have to be funny. And if our humor does not match, bye. Like you could be like, I've gone on dates with guys who are really cute and our fucking humors just didn't match.
Okay.
And although they were really cute, I was like, no, I'm not even gonna waste her time because I know I'm a bitch that loves to laugh. And I like laughing is like my loving language. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if they can't make me laugh or they were giving me like cringy like humor or just like dad humor, I was like, I'm gonna be so miserable. So I was like, bye.
I remember, I don't know if you remember, but you went on a date a while ago. And you were just naming off all these eggs, like right off the bat. I was like, how was your date? You're like, no, there was way too many eggs.
Well, it's because.
Do you remember?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know exactly like in what form this person was asking about like their eggs and stuff. Because there was this guy who I was dating for a while and he was really cute. And I decided to give him like a little chance. But there were things in that date that he did that just
didn't
like,
he have a
piled.
Boogie down boots?
Yeah, he had a fucking basic down boogie down. a big ass moncon, and that really gave me the ick. But I didn't even like let that just stop it. It was just like we also went to fucking somewhere to eat, and he ordered extra onions and
on the first date.
That grossed me out. And
don't do that, y'all. There's people out there that really think they can have onions on the first date. Don't do that. Because if you had like maybe a 50% chance of getting a kiss, it's gonna go down to five, babes.
Yeah, and it literally did. And like, I mean, they chewed gum after, so I knew they were aware. But I was just like, were onions really gonna make or break your meal? And if they were, let's go eat something else. Like, you know what I mean?
But, my God.
Yeah, I think don't be afraid to try new things. You never know who you're gonna meet. And like, if they don't fit your perfect criteria of like what you're looking for, but they have some of them in there, like, who knows? Give it a try.
Okay, so say you go on a date with a guy. He's really cute, but he has stank ass breath.
Oh, no.
Bye. Do you give him a chance, a second date?
No, bitch.
Well, what if second date he brushes his teeth?
Well, he should have brushed it the first time. Yeah, you see, like, that's... But, like, you that see, that's why... That's
so fucking gross.
But that's why I'm also questioning how this person asked that question. Because, like, what if they mean icks like that, or if they just meant more, like, standards? Because, like, what if there's just a bunch of things that give him icks like that?
So, there's a difference between icks and, like, red flags. If he's fucking over there talking to all these hoes on the side, bitch, that's a red flag. That's drop them down, booze now.
Yeah.
Pero, I mean, if the bad breath don't really bug you that much, then go for it.
No, if there are icks, I feel like if you have a lot of icks and they're just piling up on these dates, then yeah, just get
rid of it.
That's a no. But if it's like, for example, when I saw the fucking big ass boogie down, I was just like, eh, and like I let him know because he eventually noticed because it was gone after a while.
Wait, so, what do you mean he noticed?
Well, obviously he had to take out the fucking mokon.
Oh, you don't think it just fell in his food?
Ew, fuck you, no. But like if, for example, say you're on a date with a guy and he has like a fucking mokon, and then you're just like, ugh, like don't let that like maybe shut it off right away. Maybe just keep trying
wait
it
till
out.
The what if it was just an away accident? Yeah, you know? We all have mokons. But like if he says something fucking stupid and that ick like really threw you off.
Oh yeah. If it's like an ick like that where you're just like, bitch, ew, get out.
Bye. Yeah, you're like, ew, no. Like he's like, I don't know, he says something fucking stupid, drop him.
Yeah, maybe just prioritize like how big of an ick that
yeah, how big
is
of an ick. And just weigh it out, babes. What are the pros and cons? Yeah. Well, I hope that was great advice. We'll see you next time. I'm just kidding.
Okay, let me see. So this one says, if someone is taking a while to ask you to date them, do you leave or do you stay? So I'm assuming they're just like, they've been in the talking phase for a long time, but they haven't made it official.
So, well, I would say it depends on how much time, because a lot of us girlies can be impatient.
Yeah.
If it's been 3 months, do you think that's a long time to be in the talking stage? No, huh?
Feel like it is.
It is?
3 months.
Like talking?
I guess it just depends like what exactly you're doing. Because like if you guys are spending a lot of time in those 3 months, yeah, like you guys are going on a lot of dates or hanging out and stuff, and they haven't asked, and it's like, well, what are you looking for then?
I think, honestly, if that's like a big question that's like keeping you up at night, you have to DTR.
The fuck is that?
Define the relationship. So you have to have that awkward ass conversation with your significant other. And you literally, like, if that question is literally keeping you up at night, you have to be like, all right, babes. So what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to, what is our status? Are we going to get together? Are we like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then I would say base your answer or like off of what they say. Because what if, like, you want to be serious and they're like, well, I'm just kind of in here for the fun. I'm just kind of, like, going with the flow. That's kind of, like, an ick.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, if you're really falling for this person, then they're kind of, like, whatever's about you, then I feel like it's not something that you should put so much effort into because they're, like, whatever's about it.
Yeah, but I think it's perfect, like, how you said it. Yeah. Like, how much time has passed and then asking. Because I think a lot of people shy out when it comes to asking, but I think it's a very, very mature thing to do depending on how you ask. Like, I don't think you should be like, okay, so what the fuck are we? No, I just be like, hey, like, I just wanted to talk, like, where are you seeing this, or like, are we thinking of like dating, or like, I don't know, just make it a mature conversation. Because it could also be that person just isn't sure how you're feeling, or maybe both of you are like making little jokes about talking to other people or like things like that. So it just takes it away from being serious. But Yeah, I think having that, what'd you
that
say?
Conversation, DTR, defining the relationship.
I think could be very useful.
And like, for like, what if you are questioning and you are scared to ask the other person, but what if the other person's waiting for you? Like, what if they're thinking the same thing? Like, well, what do they want with me?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think you be the mature one and just ask. And it doesn't have to be all serious. It can be silly. It can be like, so like, what's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe not that serious, but.
Yeah, that's actually hard because I think I've been through a very similar situation now that I'm thinking about it.
Really?
Like, I was dating somebody for a good amount of time and I think they asked me, so like, what is this? What are we doing? And I freaked out.
What do you mean?
So I don't know.
Yeah, you blocked them after.
I knew I really, really liked them, but I wasn't sure if I was ready to date them. So when they asked me, like, freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, shit.
But I will say that it like, I wasn't expecting the question, but it did kind of put it in my head where, like, at least I knew what they wanted.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe I can give you guys insight from, like, that POV where, like, I've been on the other side where they asked me, like, hey, like, what are we doing? And I was just like, oh, shit. And, like, I really wasn't thinking about it, but it did put that question in my head, and it did make me question, like, do I keep doing this and maybe possibly lead them on? Or am I ready to make this official?
So it really put your head on, like, what the next steps are.
Yeah.
See, and that's important, too.
It might be scary for y'all to be like, fuck, what if they're not ready? And then they, like, cut me off or whatever. And I think it would also save you a bunch of time.
Yeah.
Because I think in my perspective, when they asked me, I was just like, oh, shit. I was kind of, like, taken back. And it did scare me off a little bit. But I knew I really liked this person. So even after I tried taking a step back because I wasn't ready for a relationship, I still ended up coming back because I was like, no, like, I enjoyed how this person made me feel.
Oh, that's cute. So you took, like, a little break to realize.
I did. So, like, even if they take a step back, don't fucking, like, freak out and do a backflip and then, like, try to run them over with your car. Let them sit down with how were going and their thoughts, because that's what happened with me. I kind of took a step back and I was just like, oh, shit, I don't know what the fuck this is. But then it made me be like, no, I actually really enjoyed how they made me feel. And
so like, I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute.
So here's some little insight.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn to ask me a question, dupe.
Wow, dude, we actually give good advice.
Oh, well, we should fucking take it.
For real. We should open an advice club.
Ay, pa' qué? They're going to give us advice.
I know. Okay. Ooh, this one's hard. Let's see. It says, how do you get over someone that cheated on you?
You eat them out.
Problem solved. I'm having a really hard time. It's unfair.
How do you get over someone after they cheated on you?
One is so hard.
It's so hard because there's so many different emotions that can possibly come up. The number one thing that I always hear is, instead of people like coming at them and seeing like the type of person they are, you turn it around on yourself. Like, was I not enough?
Oh, yeah.
Was I not quote unquote pretty enough? Was I not getting ready enough? Did I not have fucking big enough bumpies? Or like just all these questions of self-doubt. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing you can do, which is hard at the time because you feel so low, is just remind yourself that you did everything that you could and you were the best version of yourself that you could be. Appearance-wise, I think don't try to knock yourself down appearance-wise. I think we all have things that we can work on ourselves, whether it's like our tempers or shit like that. But do not come for yourself and your appearance or think that you're not enough in that way, because it's really not your fault. I think it always ends up coming back to who that person was and why they did that.
Yeah.
And it could be for many different reasons, but don't waste your time trying to break down and try to figure out why they did that.
Or like figure out what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because there's literally probably nothing wrong with you. It's something that's going on with them that caused them to cheat.
Yeah. Whether it was out of fucking impulse or they were just fucking horneados. And like, I think the one thing to always think about as well, you guys, is that when somebody cheats on you with somebody else, it's most of the time it's because that other person was just fucking super easy.
And accessible.
Mm-hmm. And obviously if they wanted to fucking do it, nothing's gonna stop somebody from doing something like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So if they did, it's just that person was there and it was super accessible. So don't even try to compare yourself to that person either. Like, are they prettier than me or whatever? Maybe no, they were just fucking facilonas and it just happened. But yeah, I think just trying to get over that so hard because I know it'll probably brings up so many things, but do not question yourself, because I don't think you could have done anything to even stop that.
Yeah.
Once somebody wants to do that, it's going to happen.
Like, once it's in their head, they're going to do it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
It literally is. I was going to say something and I forgot. It was important.
Was it on the topic?
It was on the topic. Well, a little example. I got cheated on a lot. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think one of the biggest things that I got from it was I literally thought I was a problem. Like, I would get cheated on a lot, you guys. And for a long time, I was like, it's because my ass is flatter, isn't it? Like, I swear.
You would come for your own appearance.
Yeah, I would come for me. Or I was like, it's because I'm not, like, pretty enough. Like, literally what you were saying. Yeah. That's, like, what I would think about a lot. And then it literally got to the point where I was like, no, bitch, you can't, like, blame yourself. Mm-hmm. It's literally, like, that person. Yeah. Like what I said earlier, it's, like, problems that they have within themselves. And, like, even though that person would sometimes tell me that it's because I did things in the relationship that would lead them to cheat.
Oh, it's always that bullshit.
Yeah, they would say, like, well, you weren't helping me enough, or, like, you weren't helping me through these stuff. You were making me
feel good.
Yeah, so I'm going over there. I need, like, basically saying that they need to go get it from somebody else, and kind of in a way making it seem like it's your fault. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will do that. Yeah. But
Manipulate you.
But I really think that at the end of the day, it really comes down to them. And also, I would say, you don't have to get over it. You don't have to forgive them. Like, I know a lot of people might tell you, like, oh, you have to forgive me. You really don't.
No.
Like, I think at the end of the day, just think about your mental health and what makes you happy. And just remember that maybe what you think makes you happy really doesn't. Mm-hmm. You should prioritize your mental health 100%. Because, like, even if they're pressuring you, like, you have to forgive me, you really don't. Like, if you don't want to, it's like, bitch, you cheated on me, I'm not going to forgive you. You don't have to.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Because it's sad, because I've seen it a lot where, like, you kind of see the person who's getting cheated on, like, their confidence and who they are as a person, like, their light just slowly start dimming.
Oh, my God.
And
it's so sad. Yeah.
Because it keeps, because I feel like when somebody's going to do it, they're going to keep doing it.
They do it. Especially if you forgive them.
Yeah. And, like, you just allow yourself to almost be like that punching bag. And I feel like that you just see that person that's getting cheated on, like, their self-confidence just starts going down. They start, like, feeling different, not presenting themselves the way that they used to. And not just as confident. So
yeah.
And it's really sad because, like Yotsi said, you don't have to forgive and you don't have to continue putting yourself through that.
Yeah, you really don't. Although you might think, like, I'm so in love and, like, this is a person. I would really say that because I was in a very toxic relationship. If a person really does love you, they would never put you through things like that.
Yeah.
That is, like, 100% one of my biggest takeaways. Somebody that will love you will never put you through something like that. So just keep that in mind and always take that with you.
Yeah. Okay, I have another one for you.
All right. Wait, I asked you.
So this one says, how to deal with in-laws que no te quieren.
Oh, that one's hard because I dated a bunch of guys. Fuck you. No, I dated, like, a few guys, and I met quite a few moms. And, like, I want to say I met, like, 1, 2, 3, 4
what? 6, 7, 8.
Not counting Alex's mom and Alex's parents, because they're my most, like, recent relationship and all that. I'm talking about the past, like, I think 4 parents that I met. I think out of those 4, only one mom and dad liked me. Mm-hmm. And, like, the other parents, for whatever fucking reason, didn't like me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do nothing, dude. I remember one time there was a señora. Puta. There was this fucking señora that I was dating her son. I was a junior in high school. And the first time we were going to meet was at a cheerleading fundraiser. We were having a fundraiser at Cassidy's Pizza in Watsonville. So there we go, selling the pizzas. And the guy that I was dating brings his parents to the fundraiser. And the dad is like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. The sister too. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. The mom just fucking looks at me, dude.
Ew.
And, like, looks away. And the sister, like, shrugs her and is like, mom, say hi. And I'm like, oh my God, this is one of those pinche señoras amargadas.
I see.
And I look at her and I was like, hi, I'm Yoatzi. Nice to meet you. And she just goes, hi. I was like, ay, pinche doña, se da su pinche importancia, su mocoso está re feo, no sé por qué estoy aquí.
No, ya está vieja papayasa, ya.
Pues sí, pero pues el hijo ni estaba tan pinche guapo, pero ahí estaba yo de pendeja. But anyways, yeah, dude, for whatever reason, just some parents did not like me, but I did not let that get in between the relationship that I had. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's really important. As we get older and you get into like deeper, more serious relationships, especially the mom-in-law, if she don't like you, fuck her. Like seriously, like straight up, in my opinion, like fuck her. You're not dating her. You're dating their son or vice versa.
Like as long as the son's giving you guys both that respect and space.
Yes. Yeah. That's hella important.
Because this is if they want to side more with like one or the other. It's like, no. I'm trying to keep it cool with both of you, but give me my space too.
Yeah, but that it just really depends too on how serious of a relationship you have with the other person. Yeah. But obviously, everybody wants to have a good relationship with the in-laws. But I can see how it's so difficult when you don't.
I was going to say, because I hear it a lot. Like, I hear a lot of people being like, "I like they don't like me," or like, I don't know why. Or like, or since it's like full on actual like arguments and stuff. And I'm like, fuck, I can't even like... imagine what that would be like, because you as the partner, you feel like, hey, that's my fucking partner. Like, yeah. I want to be with them and I want to spend time with them, whatever, and I want to be a part of their life. But then also like the parents saying, well, that's my fucking kid and I want to be a part of their. So I'm just like,
but I would imagine. Say too, from the other side, also listen to your parents, because like a veces se pasan de verga when they just don't like them just fucking cuz.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes, like, my mom, like, we had mentioned, she's a good-ass judge of character.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
My mom, certain exes, off the bat, my mom and dad were like, fuck no. And yo de pendeja would ignore them, but they had their reasons. And sometimes it's really important to listen to your parents.
Yeah.
And they can give you the reasons, like, okay, I really don't like this person.
That's
so
true.
Listen to your parents, too. Pero también si se pasan de pendejas, and they're just, like, being mamonitas vibes, and they're just like... You know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I didn't think about it like that, because a lot of the times when I've heard it about like the in-laws not liking them, it's always just like I don't fucking know why, or like mama's boy type of thing where they don't want to let go.
Yeah,
but there are times, for example, yeah, where like sometimes the parents do know best, and like maybe just listen to what they're trying to tell you and like maybe why they feel that way. And then I mean, even if you don't want to take it for what it is, there at least you heard them out and you can kind of stay on your toes about it.
Yeah,
that's true. I have heard where like sometimes your parents do know best.
They do. So listen to your parents, pero también like listen to your partner. So it's kind of like you just have to kind of balance it out.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, don't let it get in between your relationship. Like if you and your partner are good and there's literally no red flags, there's no problems.
Yeah.
The in-laws just don't fucking like you and they're trying to get in between your relationship. Mándalos a la verga ya.
Sí, o a la goma.
Mándalos a la goma. Okay, I feel like this one's good too. A ver, let's see how you feel about it.
But
how do you feel about your partner watching porn? Is it okay or is it not okay?
Join them. Ooh, I want that spicy. One.
Why is she a bad spicy? One? I saw for
know.
It.
I know. I'm like
watching it right now.
Like, that's healthy. I don't know, because it really comes down to, like, why are they watching it?
Yeah.
Because it
can make you question yourself, huh?
Because I've heard of, like, quite a different, like, instances. One would be that, where, like, if they're watching it, you're just, like, questioning yourself, like, am I not, like, good enough? Am I not doing it? So, like, right, because we're not doing it, you're watching it. So, like, that fulfills you? Or, like, do I not look like the girls you want to watch, or men, whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
But then I've also heard it in another sense, where like some people have like a really high ¿cómo se llama? Sex drive.
Oh, okay.
And if the partner is not like meeting them there, then they feel like they have to go to that. So then I don't know, I feel like it could be both ways, where it could be like, one, it could be like the person's watching his fault, where like they're just watching because like, I don't know, you're not doing it for them. Or the other way, where like they're watching it because their partner is not wanting to do it with them. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I would say Let me give you guys some inside scoop.
When I watch him.
This is important. I feel like communication really comes down to these questions.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Caps are here. Because, so I had an ex. I had like 100 exes.
I know all these experiences.
I've lived a long life, Louis.
Bitch, you're 1 year older than me.
No, I'm actually 4 years older than me. But I've had a lot of experiences. And in one of them, I was dating this guy, this viejo, who would watch porn. And I didn't know until I caught him. I was like outside the bathroom. Fuck and I you. Heard this pendejo watching porn in the shower. I just heard, oh.
Bitch, no, you didn't.
I did. Well, I heard the
was
girls.
It oh. Imagine. They were the ones making the noise.
Fuck you. They're all moaning. No, bitch. He was watching girls. So the girls were like, ah. They were all fuck fucking. You.
That's all then.
It was all. He was all living his best life there. But it definitely made me feel some type of way. Because I was like, the fuck? Like, in a way, I kind of felt like I was getting cheated on. So oh. I was like, the fuck? So I remember pounding on the door. I was like, poof,
poof. Oh, fuck, you didn't even let him in.
I was like, the fuck are you doing? Like, nothing, I was taking a shower. I was like, the fuck you were? I heard you watching these bitches moaning and groaning. Yeah. And he like denied it to me. He's like, no, I wasn't. Like, I don't do that. I don't watch it. Like getting all nervous. Mm. And I remember feeling like, kind of like I got cheated on. I felt oh. like not okay.
Just
I didn't like it.
Just
because
they were like
it.
Watching some,
yes,
somebody else. Yes,
because it made me feel like what you said earlier, like I wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Or like I was like, bitch, I'm out here. Are you going to ask me for some babes?
Oh, you're right.
But they wanted to go in there and like jack off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, when you put it like that, that makes it.
So different. I felt, I don't know, I felt some type of way about it. So I think after that we set boundaries and I told the person like, hey, it doesn't make me feel comfortable. I don't like it. Like maybe if you're open to it down the road, we can watch it together.
Wasn't asked that.
But like you watching it on your own doesn't make me feel comfortable. Like mm-hmm. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And well, they fucking did it anyway. That's why I dumped them. They kept bitch. Doing it after that. Oh, so, I mean, I dumped the person because, yeah, they just kept doing it after that. But I think it really is just like a communication thing, because if it makes you feel uncomfortable, I would say have that conversation and tell them, like, I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think once you said that, the perspective of, like, I'm right here.
Yes, bitch. I'm all outside waiting.
And they're still doing that. And you're like.
Like, great.
Yeah, especially if you were like, well, I'm open to it, literally. But
yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the best thing to do in that scenario would be talking to them. And if they don't give you an explanation as to why and they keep doing it, then bye.
Yeah, but I would say also be careful with things like that, because like people who watch porn a lot, because sometimes it can be like an addiction. You know how people have like porn addictions and they like have to watch it every fucking day.
I didn't get that.
And like jack off to it every single day. Like that's crazy. I feel like it's an addiction. There's obviously something wrong. So if it's a problem like that, seek professional help, babes.
We can't help you.
We can't help you with that. But yeah, like I said, just have open communication to it and see where it goes. But also, like, if you guys are open to watching it together, I bet that could be fun.
Yeah, maybe you guys can have that conversation. Just be like, all right, let's just do it together.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, this one says, how to get back out there and meet new people how to get back out there and meet new people after having a bad relationship.
Oof.
Kind of like you just had a bad relationship. You're like hesitant to want to go out there and meet new people.
Like if you feel that you're ready to mm-hmm. go meet new people, then go for it.
Yeah.
But take things slow.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are outside watching, don't judge the speed of how people move on.
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing.
Because I feel like I've been the type of girl that moves on kind of quickly. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just who I am. That's how I am. Like, I grieve, but sometimes I like grieving while already talking to somebody else. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because it just, like, emotionally helps me. And there's a lot of us out there. So I think it's just, like, it literally depends on you. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like the biggest thing.
Like when you're ready, because
you, yeah.
I've almost tried forcing myself to like go out and date when I wasn't ready.
Yeah, and that feels weird.
It gives you flojera, it gives you an ick. You don't want to, and like get flojy sitting there and be like, so what do you do for fun? Or like, what do you like to eat? It's just like you're not interested in it. So it's just like a waste of your time.
That's how you know you're not into it. Like, that's how you know you're not ready, when you're giving those vibes.
Where you're like, just like, ugh. Because when you're ready, then you're like interested and you want to. And like, yeah, also don't like force it. Like, if you come across somebody who like catches your attention, don't overthink it either. If you just want to go hang out with them or spend time with them, don't even see it as a date. Then like, let yourself go do that. Because I feel like when you leave a bad relationship, you don't even want to think about going on a date. You don't want to think about talking to anybody. So I feel like you could scare yourself. If somebody asks you to hang out or something like that and they don't make it a big thing, like, let's go on a date, and you label it as a date, then you're just going to scare yourself and to be like, I don't want to go.
That's because such a good point.
Just see it as like, yeah, you're going to go spend time with somebody. Don't see it as like, let's meet each other. Let's figure out what's going to. No. Just if you want to, don't make it anything more than what it is for yourself, and like, let yourself explore that.
Yeah. And if something comes from it, cool.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, you just hung out with a friend and that's it. You don't have to hang out with them again if you don't want to.
Yeah, I feel like I've had that in the past where like I kind of told myself, like, don't look at it as a date, just look at it for what it is. And it was gonna be a date. Like in my head, I knew they were like asking to see me as like a date, but it ended up just turning into like a friendship. Oh, and it was a really good friendship that I enjoyed while it was there. And I think if I would have seen it as a date, one, I wouldn't have allowed myself to go. Two, I would have been so fucking over it. And three, I would have just been like, ugh.
You probably wouldn't have had fun.
Yeah. And because I saw it as like just a friend asking me to hang out. Because especially right after a relationship, you don't want to think about getting in another relationship.
Oh my God.
With most people, I feel like they're just like, I know. Like if it's a bad one.
Yeah.
So like I allowed myself to go and I got hella cute. Not for them, but for me. Like I remember I got ready and did like my makeup. I like dressed all nice and stuff. And I went and I was less nervous pulling up, not seeing it as like a date. And I was able to be myself more and not get the ick when we were just talking. Because it just felt like I was going to see a friend.
Okay.
And I mean, it did end up working out because we had like some differences. But I did end up keeping them as a friend for a while. And it felt really nice.
But yeah, like give you the space that you need or the time that you need. Whether it's a fucking month or it's 3 years. Like, I feel like you'll know when you're ready to slowly start getting into it, huh?
Yeah, don't rush it because you're gonna feel like shit. But it's also like interesting what you just said about like, what'd you say? You were like, you talk to somebody else as like you're grieving.
Yeah,
because I feel like I've seen that work for people and it's worked for me in some instances.
Like, I feel like it's like a good little like a distraction, but also not seeing it like how you said, don't always see it as like, oh, this is the perfect man. Like, I'm going on a date. I know he's going to be the one. Like, you just kind of go into it a little bit more open-minded. And, like, you're still hurting from your past, but you're, like, moving forward. Especially if it's a hard relationship, you need, like motivation to kind of get out of that funk. Because you can be very, very depressed for, like, a long time. So maybe if it's just like seeing a cute guy with muscles, go hang out with him for motivation, babes.
It can give you like that spark, like, okay, I still have it in me, especially if it was like a long relationship and like you see the way other people are talking to you or how they treat you or how they appreciate you. It could give you like, oh, wait, like I still got him.
Yeah, that's true. Like it might like re-spark something in you that you forgot you had. Like you said, like if you've been in a long ass relationship, you probably forgot how to date or how to start those convos. And if you open yourself to it, you could be like, I got this, babes. Like, it's not that hard.
And I think it's really important what Yati said about like not judging people about like how quickly they move.
Yeah.
Because I've been on the other end of that where I was judging somebody
when they moved. I thought judging me.
No, like I there was somebody that I knew and they had just kind of gotten out of a relationship and they started talking to somebody else like kind of fairly quickly. And I was a little not shook, but I was like, oh, because yeah, it was really quick and like again, like, I was being a little judgmental, and I was like, oh, I was like, it's probably just like for the moment. They're not gonna like last. And bitch, they all fucking got married and have like five kids already.
What the
no,
fuck?
Like, it actually ended up working out so well. Damn. They're like a really good couple. So like, it kind of just told me to shut the fuck up and just let people do their thing.
Yeah.
Because you never know, like, everybody, and that, also that other saying where they say like, sometimes people mentally check out of a relationship a long time before it's
God,
even done.
100%. Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's true. Cause like, well, now I have experienced that, but
yeah,
it's like, don't judge somebody off like how quote unquote quick they're moving, and don't even think, don't let that get into your own head. Like, fuck, are people gonna think I'm moving on too quickly? Nah,
que te valga verga. Yeah, go do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, because I definitely saw somebody and I was like, bam. And
porque a mí en verdad sí me da vale verga.
No, yeah, so I feel like just do what you wanna do and have fun.
Yeah, go be a skank.
Because you never, bitch, never know what it's gonna lead to.
Babies.
Ah, no, hell no. I'm just pregnant. Kidding. No, but yeah, you guys, thank you so much for asking us your questions, and I hope that our advice, I think it was helpful.
We don't take it, but it was helpful.
No, yeah, but like, even if you don't take that advice, at least you heard him.
But like, sometimes it takes for you to hear it from like someone else to be like, okay, like maybe they're right.
Yeah, or like at least already have it in the back of your head and not continue the same cycle, go over and over and yeah. over again.
And I feel like as humans, we're like that, dude. We are good at giving advice but not taking it. That's just like yeah. normal human nature. Like, I've told Louis for so long to fucking shower and he still don't do it.
But sometimes the best lessons, you have to experience
them. They come from experience.
Yeah. So if people are giving you advice and you're not taking it and you take the hard way out, you're going to end up with the same solution, just harder. I'm being a bitch.
Pendeja.
I was like, you're going to end up learning the same thing and you're just taking the long road.
Yeah, we fucking told you so.
Yeah, but also, it's a girl in the what? But at the end, I said we'll take our own advice.
Okay.
But also at the end of the day, relationships, unless they're super serious, are meant to have fun and have a great time.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it. But communication is key. Mm-hmm. So make sure you communicate.
Yes.
Set your boundaries. That's very, very, very important.
Yes.
And if you're still, it's never too late to set boundaries, but it's always best to set those boundaries at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah.
Because it'll avoid a lot of conflicts. Just tell them, hey, like, sit down. Like, I'm going to talk to you real quick. Don't fucking ever fucking do that again.
And Harry. If it is a little far in the relationship, you can still fucking do it.
Yes. You can still definitely set boundaries. And I just think, don't take that phrase for granted.
Yeah.
The fucking communication is key. Because it really is.
Oh, my God. 100%.
Even if it's hard for you to, like, express your feelings and stuff, very important to sometimes push your pride aside and just know that expressing your feelings and setting these boundaries is only going to help you.
Yeah, he's all yelling at me.
I'm all looking at you through the viewfinder. It's only going to help you in the long run. No, yeah. But hopefully this advice was somewhat helpful to
yeah,
you guys.
And let us know if you guys want us to do another episode like this. Yeah. Maybe we can give you more advice on like sex and shit. I'm kidding. No, on just any other topics for
and remember,
you guys.
No se agüiten if you don't have a Valentine this year. Do something with your friends or do something with yourself. Stay mm-hmm. in, watch a movie or go spend time with your family. And if you do have a Valentine's, have fun.
Happy Valentine. Well, it's not Valentine's. Not yet. But we're getting there. And I hope you guys like the decor because I worked really hard.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.